Hello everyone, my name is Usman Ghumman and I'm going to be presenting on the telehealth counseling. So I don't have any relationship with the TCC in terms of financial, which I need to disclose. So in today's talk we will be discussing about the mental health disparities and how telehealth counseling can help to reduce them. We will also be discussing the role of telehealth counseling clinic and the studies we did at telehealth counseling clinic about assessment of satisfaction of the individuals who got the services from us and how we evaluated the effectiveness of telehealth counseling. So first of all, mental health disparities. About 46.2 million people in the United States live in rural areas, and which makes up to like 15% of the total population, and it's spreaded to 72% of the total country's area. So Texas has one of the largest rural counties. And because the urban areas have more healthcare facilities, so it ends up having a disparity in the healthcare. This leads to the formation of health professional shortage areas. So what are health professional shortage areas? According to the Human Resource and Service Administration, it's the areas which have shortage of primary care, dental care, or mental care providers. It can be in terms of geography or population-wise or because of the lack of some kind of facilities. Okay, this is a map which denotes the health professional shortage areas around the United States. The darker the spot, the higher the HPSA score. So the higher score determines the priority of the clinician needed to be assigned to that area. So approximately 85% of the HPSAs are in rural areas. It's very surprising to see that the ratio between the psychiatrist and the individual is up to 1 to 30,000 individuals in some of the areas. In this table, we can see that California has the highest HPSAs, which is 339, and then Texas is the second in having 333 HPSAs. Texas is also ranked 49th in, like, it's one of the lowest in spending on mental health. So what is telehealth? Telehealth is the delivery of health-related services and information through telecommunications technologies. It can be as simple as two health professionals talking about a case with each other over the phone, or it can be as complex as robotic surgery performed between facilities across the globe. So the telehealth has replaced telemedicine, and it covers clinical advice, consultation, administration, billing, education, and research. So what are the tools we can use to provide telehealth? We can use assistive technology, we can use video conferencing, and we can even use something as simple as the emails. So let's talk about the potential reach of the telehealth. Telehealth services are so diverse and it has a lot of potential. So we can provide telehealth counseling to schools and colleges with busy students who don't have the time to see a counselor. And we can also go across the globe and serve refugees who do not have the proper or adequate facilities to go and get the telemental care. So according to the American Telemedicine Association's guideline, it states that to date, no studies have identified a patient subgroup that does not benefit from or is harmed by mental health care provided through remote video conferencing. Recently, they have done randomized controlled trials and which demonstrated effectiveness of the telemental health with many smaller trials also supporting this conclusion. I'm going to go over a few studies which have already been done in terms of video conferencing and telecounseling. So one of the studies was done by Godlewski, Dadkins and Peters in 2012. What they did, they studied 100,000 veterans over the period of 4 years, and they concluded that because of this telehealth, the hospitalization rates and the length of the stay decreases by 25%. Another study performed by Backhouse et al. In 2012, they did a literature review about the video conferencing psychotherapy, and they ended up concluding that the video conferencing psychotherapy is a feasible way to approach patients, and it goes out and creates a lot of diverse population, and there is user satisfaction with it, and the outcome is comparable to the inpatient treatment. Don Hilty and his colleagues performed another study in 2013. They did a meta-analysis, and they concluded that telemental health is very effective for the diagnosis and the assessment across many different populations, and they are effective in assessment of many disorders, and it is also comparable to in-person psychotherapy. So, in response to the mental health needs in rural Texas, the telecounseling clinic was created by the partnership between the communities, local communities, and the Texas A&M University. It is located in Bryan, Texas, and we serve 5 counties which come under the Brazos Valley areas. So these counties have been designated as HPSA, Health Professional Shortage Areas. Dr. Elliott and Dr. McCord, they supervise counselors who are doctoral students in psychology from Texas A&M University. So who do we serve? Basically, our main participants or the patients we have are individuals, couples, families who are aged 13 and above. We provide them with English and Spanish speaking population, and the patients mostly who come to the telehealth counseling clinic are suffering from depression, anxiety, bipolar, PTSD, relational concerns, and suicidal ideation. In this picture, you can see one of the doctoral students offering counseling to a local resident. So the mission of telehealth counseling clinic is, first of all, we want to increase the community capacity by working with the local community stakeholders. Secondly, we are training and preparing the doctoral students from Texas A&M so that they can perform and help the community in serving and providing them with the mental health care. Thirdly, it's research. We are conducting different researches so that we can know how effective our telehealth counseling is. And because of all of these, we would be able to create long-term solutions that will improve the well-being of the community and the residents. So up till now, we have conducted over 5,500 sessions. From last year, telehealth counseling clinic has scheduled like 2,300 sessions, and 360 clients have been given counseling services. On an average, each client has nine sessions. So the benefits of telehealth counseling is, first of all, we reach out to the patients who are located in the health professional shortage areas and who might not get the services they require. And secondly, it reduces the disparities in the healthcare services, and because there is no limitation to the location or the time, so it gives less time travel for both the patients and the clinicians. And then the cost, it is very cost effective, as you don't need a specific building or a center to perform counseling. So, and it overcomes hectic schedules. As already mentioned, we also provide services to students who cannot afford to come to meet up a counselor, and it also takes care of some of the stigmas And counseling through video conferencing can provide people mental health care while sitting at home, thus giving them their privacy. There are still challenges we face while we are providing telehealth services. Some of them is first of all, learning of the new technology. It can be hard for the physician as well as the patient. And then because of the lack of face-to-face interaction, it's always like people always prefer to talk to someone when they are in the same room. So that's also one of the challenges. And then there's a technical problem can occur during the session, and acceptance of the like overall concept, like how they perceive the telehealth services, and then what are the perception of a patient as a community. So these were the challenges we knew telehealth had. So now I'm going to go over the specific study we did. We wanted to assess the satisfaction of our patients and their view towards telehealth counseling. So in our study, 360 participants from 5 counties in the Brazos Valley were taken as a broad sample, and then we took a subsample and we did a satisfaction survey after 3 sessions and termination. This map shows the Brazos. These are the counties where our rural telehealth site is located. Okay. This is the questionnaire we gave to all of our participants, and this questionnaire has 3 portions. The first portion talks about the telehealth experience. The second one is specific to the counselors, and the third one is about the local remote site. So I'm just going to briefly go over the questions and how the people responded to these questions. So the first question in the first section was, I would rate the quality of telehealth service I just received as excellent. So 100% of the participants agreed to this. So the second question was, the care I just received via telehealth was just as good as the care I would have received if I were to meet with the counselor face to face. 90% agreed, 10% were not sure. I had no trouble hearing or seeing the counselor during my telehealth visit. 97% agreed and 3% disagreed. And then the fourth question was, I was nervous or uncomfortable about using telehealth prior to my visit. A lot of people agreed to this and 30% disagreed, 17 were not sure. The next set of questions, after my visit, my anxieties have been relieved and I now feel comfortable with telehealth. So 97% of the participants agreed to this, 3% were not sure. The telehealth service was more convenient for me than traveling to the closest mental health provider. 93% agreed, 7% were not sure. I would recommend TCC's telehealth services to others, 100% agreed. And then the last in this section was, I want to use telehealth services again in the future if needed, 100% agreed. So the second set of questions was about the counselors. And the first was, my counselor was very courteous and polite, 100% agreed. My counselor took my problems and concerns seriously, 100% agreed. My counselor was concerned that I stayed well informed about my treatment, 100% agreed. My counselor was concerned for my privacy, 93% agreed, and 7% were not sure. My counselor knew how to efficiently and effectively use the technologies involved the telehealth, 100%. So you can see there was like the challenges which normally are confronted or thought like participants could have these challenges. We went through all of them, and most of the participants agreed that there was no problem facing these. So when we conclude for this study, we were providing telehealth care to the health professional shortage areas who would otherwise not get the mental health services. The time, it was time efficient, it was cost effective, it maintained the privacy of the patients. The counselor and the staff were able to use the technology even though there was no lack of face-to-face interaction. but they were okay with it and there was no technical problems. So we went over the challenges which we thought would participants would be facing, and we ended up having a positive response to that. So after being a researcher, like, we were not satisfied by just knowing that if the clients were satisfied or not. We went a step forward and we wanted to know how effective the treatment was, how effective the telehealth counseling is. So we conducted some other studies. One of them was the telehealth and anxiety reduction. We, out of those 360 patients, we took a subsample who were suffering from anxiety, and the questionnaire in this study we used were PHQs and CORE-B. CORE-B is clinical outcome of routine evaluation, B form, and this is what we got from, like, this is one of the sample graphs we got, and by looking at this we can see that it showed a clear and statistically significant decline in the anxiety symptoms and psychological distress. Even though at the end there was a rise in the graph, but it was because our samples also suffer from a small proportion of males, therefore increasing our variability and decreasing our statistical power to select differences. So this if you go from one session 1 to session 4 to session 8, you will see a decrease and decline in the in the score, total score, which depicts the psychological distress. In another study, we took depression as our inclusion criteria. We took the patients who were showing depressive symptoms and we used PHQ to measure the outcome, and we saw the same result, like, with the passage of time as the sessions increases from 1, 3, 5, 9, the depressive score decreases. So these studies gave us a confirmation that this telecounseling clinic is effective in treating these patients with different diagnoses. So in summary, I would say telehealth counseling is a viable method of addressing the mental health problems, especially in health professional shortage areas where we have very low number of psychiatrists. And previous studies have shown promising results about the telehealth counseling. And we assessed the satisfaction of the patients, and we found out that they have high satisfaction rates, and then we evaluated the effectiveness of the telehealth counseling in the Brazos Valley, and we found a positive result in dealing with patients with different diagnoses. So, yeah. Thank you.